We welcome in former NHLer, a host of Missing Curfew, Scotty Upshaw. Uppy, welcome back to the show, my man. How you doing?
Gregor, I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
Good. Are you in Cabo? Where are you, traveling man?
Nah, you know what? I'm back in California. I'm sitting on my dock in Newport Beach in this little Duffy boat, taking some notes, excited to watch some hockey. It's an exciting weekend with Masters. So, I mean, there's lots going on, my man.
I like it. So, now, Scotty, you were a young sniper. You must have scored goals from the goal line like Leon Draisaitl did last night.
You know what? Yes, I have, back in like Pee Wee when I used to shoot on goalies that used to just put the puck in their own net from the corner. You know what, though? Watching that goal, you know, a lot of people might look back and think of like Mario Lemieux scoring goals from the goal line, kind of like these magical, you know, touches off the back of the goalie's leg or his head. But I think of a guy playing in an era, same as me, that used to take one-timers from there as hard as he could possibly shoot the puck. And I know Strutty would know this guy because he's probably taken a few minuses or two when he's on the ice. But Danny Heatley. Danny Heatley used to shoot the puck from the goal line as hard as he could, and it would be 50-50 for it going up underneath the bar or obviously getting shot around the glass and down the ice. But it was an incredible goal. A highlight reel night for the Edmonton Oilers and that dynamic duo there, McDavid and Draisaitl. But pretty special goal, man. Really nice to see.
You really got to be feeling it, though, to have the confidence to say, you know what, I'm going to set up for a one-timer with my feet on the goal line, don't you, Scotty?
Strutty, do you know what it would be like, and I know the answer, it's no, because I'm the same way, to just sit at certain areas of the ice and know that you're going to get fed one-timers till you need off-season shoulder surgery. Like, that's what Draisaitl does on the daily. I mean, look at all the goals he's scored in the last couple of years. I remember having this conversation with Bob Stauffer, shout out to our boy Bobo, but he would be like, you know, if you look at scoring chances from certain areas, Draisaitl puts himself in the best areas to shoot the puck. I mean, you think of guys throughout the league, maybe Panarin or, you know, Ovechkin, obviously he's one, but he's probably the best at it. But, man, Draisaitl gets so open. And, you know, when you watch McDavid skate around with the puck, even guys like Nugent Hopkins and even Tyson Barry, I mean, players get drawn to those guys, you know, and you can get lost. And Draisaitl gets lost and just shoots the puck as good as anyone. And how many times do we see that puck hit the back of the net and come out as fast as, you know, as fast as it goes in? So, yeah, you know, it's a deadly combo. It works. It's working for the Oilers, and it's great for hockey and for fans to see that.
You know, it's joined by Scotty Upshaw, a longtime NHLer, and there's no doubt there's a lot of skill there. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are throwing a name around here of a team that you watched and you've played for. Mike Hoffman of St. Louis Blues. What is going on with him this year? And do you think he'd be a fit to kind of get a second left winger for this top six of the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a guy you got to look at, you know, and call it what it is. It hasn't worked in St. Louis for Mike Hoffman. He's a guy, you know, that doesn't really play a St. Louis Blues style of hockey game. You know, he's had super success playing, you know, in Canada with Ottawa. He has an incredible shot, scored big goals in Florida as well. But you know, he just didn't fit that, you know, that role for filling in for number 91, you know, Vladdy Tarasenko. And you know, call it what it is. Maybe it's his, you know, the effort away from the puck or, you know, the tenacity that you know, St. Louis Blues demand that each and every player play with. You know, it's something Craig Berube really hasn't been able to put up with. Doug Armstrong's no dummy. He makes rational decisions, smart decisions, and you know, look for the St. Louis Blues to do something here. I know Hoffman's not playing and won't be for this weekend, you know, injury protection. So interesting to see where he'll go. If the Oilers are a team, you know, he can shoot the puck. So again, but he plays that spot that Draisaitl, you know, owns. And Draisaitl does it better than anyone right now in the league, shooting from that left-hand spot. So I don't know. It'd be interesting. I wouldn't go all in on a guy like Mike Hoffman here at the deadline if all your guys are healthier and it's not a piece that you need.
See, you know what, Scotty, you bring up a good point about fit, right? Like Mike Hoffman, don't ask him to be what he's not, right? Like there's very few, like there might be some guys that are middle round and sudden say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I'll go on this team and I'll be a checker. Great. But Mike Hoffman's probably never going to be that, right? So maybe it just wasn't, because I remember when he got signed, I was like, Jesus, like, I get the theory, but then I'm like, I just don't know if he plays how they want. And not every team demands certain things from guys, right? And I look at Hoffman and I wonder, at a 5-on-5, he might fit how Edmonton plays if they're top six. Because if you put him with Draisaitl or McDavid, right, he's going to find openings to score 5-on-5. And that's where they need help at. They don't need help in the power play. They need help 5-on-5.
Yeah, it's a good point, Jason. You know, every team's built different. And one GM to the next might like something in a player that the other can't stand. Can't stand where he's literally like, I got to put this guy in the stands tonight. I'm paying this guy, you know, $4.5 million, and he won't go finish a body check, and he turns pucks over. Where another guy might say, you know, I need you to make plays. That's your game. You know, trust it. If you make a mistake, forget about it. Go out and do it again. So, you know, Strutty and I have played with guys whose leash is as long as the day's, you know, as the day's long. You know, and other guys' leashes, you know, you can't let him off it, or he's gonna, you know, the guy's leash is walking around a dog park. So, I've always been the short leash guy, and you know, it was what worked for me. Coaches said, listen, you got to play hard. You got to finish checks. You got to create energy for our team. And I owned that down the stretch. This is why I stayed in the league for so long. And certain guys just, you know, it's the fit. Now, if the Edmonton Oilers need help 5-on-5 scoring, secondary scoring, you know, a guy that can play, you know, first or second line, I wouldn't consider Mike Hoffman a guy that's going to play, you know, your third or fourth line. And if that's where you find him after a couple games of him not scoring, I don't know if it's a great move. So that's kind of my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. Scotty Upshaw joins us on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260. Another guy who's sitting out, not playing, is David Savard. See a team that you think is a really good fit for Savard.
Yeah, another guy, you know, injury prevention, not playing on the weekend. Columbus looking to, you know, shake things up. You know, they got Foligno and Savard, two guys I think would be great pickups for, you know, for anyone. I think Savard's sitting on 597 games, a veteran, you know, good right-hand shot, plays strong, plays tough. I see him going to a team like Florida. Florida needs to fill the Aaron Ekblad, you know, injury. They're a team that's right in the mix. I mean, they're as good as anyone in that, you know, central division, and, you know, playing as good as anyone. You know, head-to-head with Tampa Bay, I really like them. But they don't have the experience. They don't have the playoff experience. And a guy like Savard kind of comes in and sets the tone as a good right-handed guy. He played for Bill Zito, the GM of the Florida Panthers. You know, Bill Zito was obviously the assistant GM in Columbus for years, so he knows him. And you find nowadays a lot of GMs make moves for guys they're familiar with, guys that they can trust. It's the easy move. But, you know, and Florida shipping those two guys out today created a lot of room. So, you know, be prepared for them to make even a bigger splash than maybe just a, you know, a Savard.
Kind of tough though when you lose Ekblad, right? Like whoever's coming in, there's no one gonna. You're not training for anyone that, you know, is gonna take that spot. So it's almost like you're like, okay, we got to find someone that can just hold his own. You know, just not be a liability. You know, move the puck up, be good defensively, and then you kind of just do a bit by committee, like Carolina did, and they won the Stanley Cup with guys. You know, with no disrespect to Ward or Hedekin or these types of guys, but you know, I don't think there was a stud amongst the six or seven on the play most of that playoffs.
Yeah, and I don't think I think collectively too, Strutty, and you know this from playing, but you don't ever want the guy to replace him, right? I think it just provides such a good opportunity for, you know, the other guys, the Mackenzie Wiegers, to step up and continue to have a career year. And whoever comes in, you know, you got to just kind of reiterate, there's no pressure here. You're not an Aaron Ekblad. We know that. You know, we want you to just fit in and give us what you got, play hard. What a great opportunity is to come from Columbus, and I know this because I've been in Columbus, from Columbus to South Florida and try to, like, you know, have a playoff run with these guys. Every time I've been traded, there's been this new opportunity, and when you put pressure aside, you just kind of run on your, you know, your beliefs, your skills, your kind of your energy, your hard work. It's almost like a fresh slate. So anyone getting traded right now to the Florida Panthers or to any team with a playoff run, you know, pressure aside, it's just such a great opportunity. And that would be the message I'd send to all these guys that kind of go on the move here at the trade deadline. It's, you know, it's always opening up new doors, man, creating new opportunities, new teammates, new friends. It's kind of that's the cool thing to getting traded.
Well, you got traded for Peter Forsberg, Uppy. Did you feel any pressure when you went into Philly?
Opa.
You know what, Gregor? I didn't know. I love Philly. And talk about no pressure. When I got to Philadelphia, they were in dead last. I mean, we couldn't have got any worse. So I had a chance to, you know, I went into Philadelphia. I was 24 years old. I came off an up and down couple years with Nashville, but really started to get my feet wet as a you know, solidified NHLer. And, you know, Philadelphia welcomed me with open arms, whether it was the way, just the, you know, the kamikaze way I was playing back then. Strutty, you know that. It's throwing elbows and slashing guys and getting in your face. And sure, I score a goal first game, you know, and that's what I mean. You talk about the pressure. I just went out and played MSG. It was like a Sunday afternoon NBC game, and I, you know, first couple shifts, a wraparound goal on Henrik Lundqvist. And all of a sudden, you're like, all right, my feet are wet. New opportunity, new teammates. This is great. And then, you know, I guess the highlight of that year was going into Boston and playing in overtime against Timmy Thomas and going down on a breakaway with about 12 seconds left and doing the old Peter Forsberg one-handed backhand in for the winner. And the headline in the paper, boys, the next day was Peter Hoosberg. And that was a picture of me, like, just going one-hand titty. It was great. It was awesome.
You know what? Hey, we're just going to call this we revisit all the great moves Scotty Upshaw had. Like, there were six of them. We just heard two of them in that same moment there, Scotty.
Hey, you know what, Strutty? Sometimes when you look back, bud, you got to just think about the good times. Put all the bad times away. You know?
Hey, Uppy, trust me, Strutty. I don't know. Has he sent you his video of his shootout?
Oh,
are you the only ex-NHLer who hasn't had it delivered to his phone? Because I'm sure you've heard about it.
I need to see it. I'm sure Mr. Curfew is going to find it. It's going to be all over the web here in about 2 hours.
We actually had Ole the goalie, Olaf Kolodz, on because Strutty scored in the 14th round to tie it against Olaf Kolzig. And John Davidson was doing the – actually, Connor, can you get the call? Just so Scotty can hear. Connor, can you get the Strudwick call? Just because I want you to listen to the Rangers announcer. Just hear his voice, Scotty. Tell me if there was a hint, maybe of a certain type of emotion. Cons, let me know when you got it ready.
I'll tell you this, buddy. Okay. This moment was voted one of the top 950 best moments ever in Madison Square Garden. Just so you know.
Here it is, Scotty. Listen to this.
And now, Strudwick. Jason Strudwick
gets the chance on the play, and the Rangers need one here to continue this thing.
The 14th round, Strudwick in, fires and scores!
Oh, baby.
What else is going to happen?
Stick side high!
Look at the reaction by the
players. Oh, we're still alive!
Whatever.
That's so good.
Yeah, only the goalie,
that
buddy.
That really got the fans off their feet after probably a little doozer for the first 11 shooters, huh?
I didn't buy a drink for the next year in Madison, around New York City. I was like, what's that guy's name? Derek Jeter, except I was married. It's a little different lifestyle, but you know what I mean.
Well, that was the same game, though. Uppy. Marek Malik, you've seen his over. You've seen his shootout goal. Well, he went next and won it.
Is that the same game?
Yes, Strutty went right before it. He stole his thunder.
Come on. Yeah, Malik has a goal of all time through the legs, across a far shelf. That's all time.
Yeah, as a guy who considers himself a student of the game, you really let yourself down here, Uppy. I'm going to send you the full breakdown. I actually wrote a story about it. It's amazing. It's a children's book. the whole nine yards. Now, joined by Scotty Upshaw, there's something I want to get back to. You mentioned in there just quickly. You talked about, and it was crazy what you said. You said when I got traded, it was always interesting because you're making new friends and getting to new experiences. I think for you, it was a lot like me. You'd go somewhere and you're like, hey, boys, what's up? Like, where are we going tonight? But what are the challenges for a player arriving maybe around this time of year to let's maybe not go in the wrong way, but going up to a contender?
Yeah, so you mentioned it. I always went down, to be honest. I left the contender, and I went, for whatever reason, I got shipped to the bottom tier. Now, it just so happened that they were good cities, though. You know, I got Phoenix clipped off. I got Florida. Well, I signed in Florida 4 years, but I got Philadelphia. You know, so what I would say is, you know, own the opportunity, right? It doesn't come very often. And you're obviously, like, there's 31 teams in the NHL. And if it doesn't work out on one team, that doesn't mean that there's not, like, 30 other teams that would love to get their paws on you. And when you get the chance, you have this fresh start. And geez, for it to be, you know, rounding third in the season, you know, there's 18 games left, and you're in a playoff hunt with a great new team, and all of a sudden you're the new guy. You know, you're getting on a line with Malkin or Crosby, and you're getting looks that you've never had before, and you're kind of just like playing with like pure adrenaline, right? It's like this whole new uplifting kind of mentality, and what a great opportunity that is. It doesn't come every day. Some guys play their whole career in one city, you know, or bounce around in the off season, but. You know, when you walk in a new room, unless they're guys that you literally have gone to battle against for forever, and that happened to me when I got traded to Columbus. We were rivals in Nashville forever, and all of a sudden I'm sitting in this room, and I'm kind of like, all right, it just feels weird. And I'd really love to be in my Scottsdale house right now, you know, golfing and getting a tan, than being here, like, grinding it out at the end of the year, and we're, like, 6 points out of a playoff spot. So that was a little bit different. But, you know, right now, you know, the Stanley Cup is going to be given out in 3 months, 4 months. And I just think a new opportunity for a guy to have a new coach, to be in a new spot, wear a new jersey, travel with a new team, score some big goals for a new city. That's always something really, really cool. And think about it. Like, some guy might get traded to the Edmonton Oilers tomorrow and have a chance to play with two of the best players on planet Earth. What cool, like, what great opportunity is that for this guy who, say, yesterday was, you know, in an argument with his coach in Columbus? Or, you know what I mean? It's like, wow, things can change so fast in the game of hockey, and for the better. And you always just kind of got to look towards, you know, that positive outlook on things.
Wait, but you just nailed it, buddy. Mike Hoffman, let's just say he were to get traded here, guys, and he just kills it in the regular season and in the playoffs, his contract looks a lot different than he limps out in St. Louis. And you're right, that's how quickly things can change in the NHL, Scotty.
Yeah, you're right, Strutty, and it does. And that's why, you know, you look at trades and sometimes you might think of it, man, you guys can get traded like any time of the year just at the call of a cell phone call from the GM. You know, and I've been traded twice at the deadline. Both times I got calls from, you know, geez, it might even have been you, Gregor, calling me. Someone from, you know, TSN Radio, this is Jason Gregor in Edmonton. Can you give us a comment on being traded? I'm like, what? Excuse me? The deadline was an hour ago. Where am I going? They're like, oh, you're going to Phoenix. I'm like, oh, it's not too bad. So, you know, it can happen. It can happen fast. You know, you would leave. The shitty thing about, you know, getting traded, though, when you have families and kids in school, and right now with COVID, you know, it's a pretty, it could be a gnarly thing. But man, you know, it's exciting. I've worked 2 TSN Trade Center days and been part of, like, telling guys that they're going to be, you know, hearing them, you know, within the first hour, like calling Paul Stastny last year, and he gets traded, you know, to the Winnipeg Jets. And you know, you're calling Kevin Hayes, you're going from New York to Winnipeg, you know, for the playoff push. How do you feel? You know, it's things like that. You feel emotions from players, and it's something you don't really understand until you go through it. And it says a lot about what a hockey player goes through.
Scotty, always great to catch up with you, man. We appreciate it. We'll be listening to the Missing Curfew podcast, as always, coming up. And then we'll chat with you again next Thursday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Masters. Who'd you pick?
I have I got my boy Max Homa as like, you know, a contender. He's a California kid. I played some golf with him. And then I got DJ. I mean, he's +2 today, but you can never count him out down there at Augusta. So an exciting time. It's an exciting week.
Hey, dude, did you see Justin Rose from hole 8 to hole 17 on fire?
What is he, 7 under right now? What is he
doing? Yeah, he's 7 under. He was 9 under through 10 holes, man. It's ridiculous.
It's insane. And some guys just know how to bring it on these big, big stages. Justin Rose is a guy too. I mean, he won the Olympics. He's there in every tournament. He's getting older, but he still can jam. So, yeah, I hope he doesn't run away too much with it, though. I like a little nail biter finish on Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that and the trade deadline next Thursday. Have a good one.
Sounds good, boys.